KI4LZI.
LZI, were you calling K4OIM?
Buzz, I'm just wondering, after what I heard a couple of nights ago, you ain't gonna probably make it down to that ham fest down at Darwin Wright Park, are you? KI4LZI.
You don't know, I'm hoping to. At least I'll be able to see what I'm looking at now. Man, I wish I'd had this done years ago. The only pain I felt was when they put the IV in my arm, and that's because I worked out in the sun all my life, and I got skin tough as shoe leather. They did my left eye, and I went back today for them to check it and make sure everything's all right. And I could read the eye chart without my glasses on. And everything is so bright and beautiful now. And I can't wait till the 3rd of November to get my right eye done. I won't need to wear glasses after this. KI4LZI, K4OIM.
LZI, I know I heard you Tuesday evening there talking about your teeth. I didn't know if you was going to be able to make it down there this Saturday or not.
Try my best. I don't think my daughter's got anything planned, and she don't like me to drive that far, but I went to the store, well up here to the restaurant this evening, and got our supper, and I usually don't drive after dark, but coming back from Inman up here to Lake Bowen, the white lines in the road and the yellow lines were just as bright as they could be, Andy. I can't understand why anybody would put off getting the cataract removed, Andy.
Well, money, some of it, and a lot of people ain't so kosher on the laser business. You do make it down there. I've got something here, a Radiocraft magazine from December 1946 you might have some interest in, about you talking about stuff like it's on RadioBoulevard.com and some of the boat anchors. This female ham here, W2IXY, was active prior to World War II, and during the 30s, and done a lot of CW, and from the way I read it, AM phone on 20 meters and 10 meters, and you can see where her ham shack is, a lot of those gear like it's on that website, a lot of that boat anchor gear, where it's stacked on the table, stacked on the wall, all pure boat anchors.
Yeah, in this shack's boat anchors except this FT950 I got. And, I am looking for a heat kit, SB401, or maybe something earlier. I had a chance to buy one at the last Drawers Ham Fest up here in Spartanburg. A guy had one sitting there. He only wanted $50 for it. And I walked by it 3 or 4 times, and I decided I was going to buy it. And when I got back to his table, it was gone. So if I ever see another one, I don't care if it works or not. I'm going to buy it, Andy. KI4LZI, K4OIM.
LZI, it might be a good idea for sure to do so. Because some of this gear, not always easy to find, and finding some of it that's in real good shape is even more harder to find. Like down there at Anderson, about 3 or 4 years ago when I found that ICO 218 down there.
Why, it's been 8 or 10 years ago, and a guy had a Swan 500, and he thought it was a CB radio. He had the power supply and the external speaker and external PFO and everything to go with it. He wanted $100 for it, but I've owned a few Swans, and everything you do to them, they still gonna drift. I heard Chad talking about that Omni D he's got drifting. You can cure that one. That thing just needs a complete alignment on it. And he does need an external VFO, either one of those. Probably cheapest way out would be to get one of those cheap frequency counters with a little telescoping antenna on it. You just set it up there next to your radio, and when you key the mic up, it goes to the frequency you're talking on. But you were right. I wouldn't be talking on it till I got something, because it's very, very easy to get out of band. As the further up in the bands you get, it might just be drifting a few KC's or megacycles down on the lower frequency, but as you go down in the band that thing's going through, you may be way off out of band. But, yeah, I'd be interested in that magazine. You gonna try to sell it, Andy? KI4LZI, K4ORM.
Jackal plan don't sell it. You know where I got it at? Out here at the flea market at Pinkies. Many years before I got my own license.
You gonna be there, Andy?
At this point in time, I'm not real sure right now, but it's all I intend on going down there, though.
I go, and, I need to go over and see, Gary, KI4DOS, I'm getting a 2-meter beam from him, and, getting up just the base to a D-104 that was in that stuff that AK had over there. It's just the base. Don't have the bottom plate on it. And a lot of wires loose in it. It's been worked on, but this guy bought out the patent for that D-104. He can remanufacture the parts for it. I think he can remanufacture all the parts except the base. You can get the circuit board to go in it, and you can get a new head to go in it, on it. I bought one, a complete one over there that AK had. I hadn't wired it up for this OFT 221 yet, but I'm anxious to see if it worked. If it don't, that's another project to try to get parts for. Right now, I'm going to quit even trying to order parts. They go ahead and take the money out of your bank account, and I got a text or email today for this SB 43 old Holocrafter, and then I had a recap kit for a Lafayette AK-600, and a kit for a Holocrafter SX-99, and they're supposed to be in here 2 weeks, and it's been almost 3 months, and they sent me an email today saying it might be around Christmas time before I get it. But the money's done with out of my bank account. I wish I'd have paid for it through PayPal, and that way I could cancel it and get my money back. Wait the thing settled down to reorder. or try to order from somebody else. But the way it's looking now, everybody's having problems getting parts. KI4LZI, K4OIM.
Being that all these parts are coming in from overseas, they must be coming from somewhere, as you're finding out, even though Hallicrafters was here until 1974 when they closed down. Whatever parts you're going to find for new parts, I guess it's got to come from either Japan or China. But right now, China's the one really selling the stuff, as you can see from the Bofangs, the Watsons, the TYTs, and that's just the mates I remember.
I don't know if you checked the QRZ website or not. I check that thing every day and go through all them articles on there. They said that a Baofeng, Anytones, TYTs, any of their friends like that, they are all Baofengs with a different configuration on the case that they in. But they're all Baofeng. And yeah, everything we get now, I'd say 80% of everything that's imported in here is coming out of China, Andy, and that's a shame. But we did it to ourselves. We overpriced the wages that we were paying, which we weren't making that much, but man, somebody that's working here making $15 an hour, they can get them in China to do it for 50 cents an hour. And they don't have no safety standards or nothing. And we stupid enough to buy it, KI4LZI, K4ORM.
4LZI, well, that's the worrisome thing I have about all this. People talk about somewhere down the line there could be a war with China. It was before my time and probably before your time, but how did what did they say? I've listened to some of the old commercial radio broadcasts on archive.org from World War II. We pretty much here made everything, and I mean almost everything here. This day and time, we make nothing, and one of our adversaries, even though a Bofeng might be $30, they're making our radio and communications equipment, so they know everything they can possibly know about it just from that, not counting nothing else.
Way they know everything, and some traitor and sold all the secrets just like that guy and his wife they caught this weekend trying to sell the information on that new nuclear attack sub. If we went to war with China, what would we fight them with? Because everything we got, as far as electronics, they can't buy parts to replace them because they come from China. I mean, you look at the things you buy, 90% of it's in China. And Walmart, when they first started, is everything's American-made. I go in there and I buy a shirt or a pair of pants and look in the label, and it says made in Vietnam. I spent 18 months in Vietnam fighting them suckers, and now I want to buy clothes from them? No way. I won't buy nothing from Vietnam.
Well, see, that's the problem with the... Back in 05, you had told me about a TYT, a Bofeng, or Watson, or something. I didn't see them anywhere back then. I didn't see them anywhere, and I hadn't even heard about them. And back then, you know, these companies still sent out, you know, catalogs. Back then it was AES, you know, there's HRO, and if you go way, way back, you know, that I was telling you about, that I was going to break down there Saturday, talked about Allied Radio, where you could order Allied Radio out of it back in 1946. Allied Radio went to sometime about 70 or 71, then they got bought out. But there is absolutely, I didn't see a lot of this Chinese stuff when I first got my license anywhere.
And I remember back when I was a kid that all the toys you bought, especially the ones made out of tin, were made in Japan, and we just come out of that war with Japan, and Japan, all their goods was just cheap. I mean, cheap. Wasn't worth a darn, but boy, if you had some of them toys I had back when I was a kid, they worth a lot on eBay now. And talking about Allied, the first radio I ever built, I think I was 15, was an Allied Radio Star Roamer. And I built that thing. My daddy got mad when I took my money and saved it up. I think I paid $49 for the kit. And my daddy got mad and seen all them parts, you just wasted your money, boy. You don't know what you're doing in electronics. Andy, I built that thing, and when I turned the power on, all I had to do, I had to peak the IF transformers on it. That sucker worked, and it worked perfect.
Because, see, I saw something in QST, I don't remember exactly when it's been, because I've been getting QST for quite a while now, but they done an article on about that, concerning about Allied Radio and all. And they, from what they said then about that, they said that Star Roaming, as you were saying, was the most popular radio that they ever sold.
For a 14-year-old to unpack that thing, and I did it just like they said. I got me a cardboard box and cut it into about 6-inch strips and took the resistors and stuck them down in that honeycomb like the webbing and cardboard, and then put all the capacitors in there and just a few diodes. And the instruction manual, it tell you what to do, and you do it, you check that box. I mean, as a kid, it was really simple to build that radio. I could probably do it today in a week or less, but back then, I guess it took me the whole summer, 3 months out of school to build that thing. I wish I still had that old radio, Andy. But, yeah, we'd be in a heck of a fix now if we went to war with China, because right now they can't make the new cars because they can't get the chips for them. And nobody in the United States now wants to work. They get all this free money from the president and all. It's ridiculous. My daughter went to work 2 weeks ago. I thought she was going back to work with this company that made parts for BMW, but she's working for this drug company driving a forklift, and it pays $24 an hour. That's unheard of, Andy. K-I-4-L-Z-I-K-4-O-I-M.
LZ, I've got to admit, it was unheard of to me, but it really is. But if she can do it, because everybody else is going to do it. It's just that it's like that, we was talking about Allied Radio. I read in there, I done forgot what the name of it now is, but They still exist. They don't sell kits anymore like that. They only sell the internal parts of what's in the radio only now. That's all they sell. And it's been a many while back since I saw that in the QST, so I don't remember what the name of it now is. It still exists, but they just don't sell kits, and they don't sell pre-assembled radios. Only the internal parts is all they do now.
It might have been on YouTube here a while back about Allied, and they were still coming back like Radio Shack. But what hurt Radio Shack, they got out of radio equipment and went to selling toys and cell phones. And I wish Heathkit has come back, but they're not selling amateur radio equipment. And I believe it was on that article in QST where Kenwood's getting out of amateur radio equipment. They only going to be manufacturing and selling the stereo equipment and stuff like that, Andy. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard it, but the way everything's going, I'm not surprised. But no, I hadn't heard that.
I ain't gonna swear to it, but I believe it's in an article on the QRZ webpage that Kenwood was getting out of the amateur radio business. I know, I think they're coming out with a new one this year. I'm not sure. I get mixed up what I've been watching on TV, on the computer and what I read. But, I love the sound of Kenwood, the old tube-type Kenwood radios. Man, they got a good audio to them. But, I don't know, Everett. We've just outpriced ourselves and, kind of setting back life in us.
Well, yeah, with good justification, because we put ourselves in a... We had a situation like it happened back in our 1941, we might as well just hold up our hands and say, we give in, you know, we surrender, because they know everything, we get everything from them, there ain't a thing. We don't have any kind of equipment now that we could use for communications that was actually built here now, like there was back then. That website that I told you about, I've learned a lot about that, reading on that too, on that Radio Boulevard. A lot of that equipment was from, that they had during the war, was from a lot of these boat anchor manufacturers, whether it was National, Hallicrafters, Hamerlin, you know, whatnot like that. They built a lot of the equipment then, and it was built here.
And Hallicrafter, they played a big part in World War II for the aircraft radios, the radios for the tanks and all. I did have one out of a tank that was for, I believe, 40 meters. Pretty sure it was 40 meters. And I got it. I can't think of his call. Old Billy Burdett down here in Spartanburg. He had a radio TV shop right down below the Spartanburg Hospital. And he worked on and sold ham radio equipment, too. I bought an oscilloscope from him. I bought a lot of stuff from old Billy. But I think he done passed away now. But, yeah, Hallicrafter and Hammerlin, National, they played a big part in the war. And Japan and Germany thought they had us beat when they hit Pearl Harbor. But then Ford really stepped up and just continued building the cars and started building airplanes, and Chevrolet, they switched over to making military stuff. But we can't do it now because we ain't got nobody to, as far as the electronics on anything. We are really in trouble because it's all coming from China. KI4LZI, KI4OM.
Wants to join us, I'll give you a minute, KI4LZI. Oh, I sure don't see how we could manage it, I'll tell you. I really don't. Just like I read in QST that Radio Row in New York City is where those twin tires used to be at. They done away with Radio Row about 68 or 69 to build them. And I don't know how many was up there, but some of these radio manufacturers was in up there at Radio Row.
I believe back in 1966, I was stationed at the Pacific Missile Range out at Port Magoo, California. And I caught a bus. I had a weekend pass, and I went down to Los Angeles to HRO. And I got off of that bus. You talking about a country boy. In Los Angeles, you have to lean back and look straight up to see the sky. I had never seen skyscrapers before in my life. They ain't no sunshine on the street. It's always in the shade. I went down there to HRO, and I just went down there for the experience of seeing what it was like, looking at all the new equipment in there and all. But boy, I was a country boy in the city, Andy. I'd never seen a bus station like they had down there in L.A. They had marble steps. If you went up, the bathroom was upstairs, and they had these huge marble steps, stairway going up to the second floor to the bathrooms and all. I was just fascinated with L.A. I don't see how anybody lives in a place like that.
Well, see, you got me about that, how they do that for sure. And as my sibling tells me, it probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to ever be around a place like that either.
Another weekend passed, and I wanted to go down to Ventura, down out to the beach. And this buddy of mine, he said, "Walt, I'm going right through Ventura this weekend. I'll be glad to give you a ride." And he had a PSA motorcycle. He took me down Ventura Boulevard. And at that time, it was 8 lane wide in each direction, 16 lanes wide. And it was traffic backed up and backed up. I don't think that guy ever went below 60. He shot down between the lines of cars that were sitting still. I never got back on the back of that guy anymore. KI4LZI, KI4OM.
For LZI. No, I don't want to be anywhere in anything like that, but as I heard about that, I don't know if you got enough computer. My computer's just barely hanging on. I can't do everything that I could once do on it, but you can go on that archive.org. When they got a picture of an old-time radio there, hit punch that with your mouse. And once it comes up on the main thing, you can go down through, I don't know how many pages of stuff, including archives of what happened during World War II commercial radio broadcasts. And I've listened to quite a bit of that, and It's like, as you said, it was a different world then.
Yeah, it must have done went to sleep. I thought he'd pop in here. I done took my medicine, and I was fixing to go out. I was reaching over here to cut the 2 meter off, and I thought I heard you throw my call out. Yeah, turn around, sat back down, said, "Well, I'll talk to Andy. I ain't that sleepy yet."
KI4LZ, Chad was in here before you come in here, but if you need to go, go ahead, you know. I just pitched your call out there after reading that and that. I was just telling you about Allied Radio in there and all that boat anchor gear that W2IXY had there in her ham shack there on the table from the wall up to the ceiling and all. Like I said, if all possible, I plan on being there, and I'm going to bring it and let you observe, look at that. You'd be amazed at it.
My best to be there. The only thing that would stop me is if my daughter has to work Saturday and I have to watch my grandson. I could drive from here to Emma to the store, and I had to go up to Boiling Springs to my doctor today to let him see how my eye was healing and if I had any infection in it and all that. But she loves going to the ham fest with me. But as far as I know, I'm going to make it over. It'll probably 10, 11 o'clock before we get there. I'll walk around a while. I ain't used it yet, but I got a brand new walker up there with a seat on it and a little box underneath it where if I buy anything, I can put them down under the seat. It's got handbrakes on it. Might get to try that thing out. So far, I'm getting around pretty good on my cane. That walker is next to the last resort. The next thing out of that, I reckon, is that doggone wheel. I got a brand new wheelchair sitting up there in the living room. I look at it every time I go out the door, and I keep telling myself, I ain't gone that far yet. And then we have to get out here and get up there and get in bed and get some more of these eye drops in my eyes. So, I'll say 7-3s. I'll still sit here and listen to you final. KI4LZI, K4OIM. Back to you, Andy.
LZI, if you need any talk-in information, you go to, like I told you before, 146790, which will be the Sassafras Mountain repeater. The only time there's ever a tone on that repeater is if up on the mountain the power goes out, then it's a 123.0 tone. But 3/4 of the time it carries squelch. But just to be safe, though, you know, I would put the 123.0 tone in if you're going to use it any speak of. It's not that far from me, so I got it in here. But most time it carries squelch. And from what I heard them say earlier here this evening, there'll be somebody in their communications trailer to give anybody any directions that kind of gets lost and can't find it. It's just off the Interstate 85 there. KI4LZI.
Down there 2 or 3 times, and Andy, I hope to see you there. I want to look at that magazine. So I'm going to say 7-3s, Andy, and good night. K4OIM, I'll be clear on your panel here, Andy.
For LZ, well, I'll bring that, and I got one other thing I'll let you look at that's from, sure enough, way, way back. Radio for Everybody, commercial broadcast, amateur radio, ships at sea, the whole works, but it's dated 1922 and before. I'll let you look at that, too. KI4LZI.
I'm 7-3. I'll be tickled to death to look at them. I'll make sure I play. Well, I got a camera on my cell phone where I can take some pictures of it. 7-3, Andy.